Good morning at 91.7 WVXU at 6:04. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. 43 degrees in Cincinnati, 36 in Dayton. For the first time in 25 years, Hamilton County will have a new sheriff, and he's not a Republican. County voters yesterday selected Democrat Jim Neal to replace Simon Lease, who's retiring at the end of the year. Neal defeated the sheriff's department's current chief deputy, Sean Donovan, in the race. Keith Klepper is the co-campaign manager for Jim Neal. Klepper says voters wanted change.
You will see a professionally run department by a law enforcement officer, something that the sheriff's department has not had in 25 years. You will see a man with a master's degree who has a business background running a business. You will see a transparent department where it has been, and I've heard from you, the media, saying that there are times when the sheriff's department is aloof, won't speak with us. That's wrong.
Klepper says Neal will be holding a news conference today at noon to talk about his plans for the sheriff's department. Cincinnati voters decided yesterday they'd like city council members to have a longer term in office. Issue 4 was approved by just more than 2,000 votes. The charter amendment will change council members' terms from the current 2 years to 4 when voters select a new council in November 2013. Supporters of the issue say it will allow council to be more productive and focus on longer-term public policy issues. Opponents say a longer term will insulate council members from the public and allow them to take unpopular actions without facing voters for 2 more years. Incumbent Ohio House Democrat Connie Pillich faced a bit of an uphill battle after her seat was redistricted, but she was reelected last night over Republican Mike Wilson. Pillich says veterans' issues and education are key issues for her. She says education was by far the biggest concern, which she heard from constituents also.
We have to understand that education is key to economic prosperity for the state as a whole, and that if we make these dramatic cuts without regard to the effect it has on our ability to educate our children, that we're really putting ourselves in jeopardy. I really think that's going to be the biggest issue.
Pillich also bested Wilson 2 years ago. This time around, she topped him by about 8 percentage points. Steve Shabbat, elected to his 9th term in Congress, says getting the budget under control is among his top priority.
Right now, you know, it's not. We spend far more than we have. We spend about $1 trillion now more every year in Washington than we take in. That's got to stop. And we got to get this economy moving and get people back to work.
Shabbat says he's willing to work with the president if Mr. Obama is willing to work with Congress. Brad Wenstrup was elected to his first term in Ohio's 2nd congressional district. He agrees it will be a challenge working with a Democratic president.
I do hope that there's enough understanding by the American people that that has to change, because the American people drive the process. And hopefully this will bring everyone to sit down and say, how are we going to make things better for the future? And how are we going to sustain the promises that have been made over the years and do it reasonably?
Wenstrup says he feels he has something to offer and is ready to go. Turnout for yesterday's election in Hamilton County was about 72% of registered voters. Board of Elections Deputy Director Sally Crissell says that number could go higher once thousands of provisional ballots are reviewed. She says officials are pleased.
If the turnout percentage is higher than it was in 2008, we're really happy for that. We had relatively few problems out there. I know that there were problems, and those are things we'll have to take a look at once we go through the auditing process of this election. Look at poll workers, look at polling places, problems that voters may have had. But all in all, I think it was a pretty good day for a presidential.
The final results were available just after midnight. That's earlier than 2008, when a problem with a computer delayed the final totals until 2 in the morning. The new congressman for Northern Kentucky will start right away. Tea Party favorite Thomas Massie will immediately replace Jeff Davis, who's resigned earlier this year. When he takes office, Massie told Kentucky Educational Television he'll go right to work on a replacement for the troubled Brent Spence Bridge.
I intend to work with legislators in Ohio as well as Kentucky to work on this effort. We need to fund it, I believe, the federal portion of it, out of the 18.4-cent gasoline tax.
Massie, who's a former judge executive from Lewis County, defeated Democrat Bill Atkins. Both the statewide issues failed in Ohio. Issue 1 would have convened a constitutional convention, and state lawmakers were hoping it wouldn't pass so they could continue with an appointed commission, which will make recommendations on changes to the Constitution. Karen Kassler talks about Issue 2.
Opponents of the redistricting amendment, the Ohio Republican Party, along with business and socially conservative groups, raised more than $7 million to fight it. Coalition spokesman Carlo Leparo says everyone agrees that the map drawing process can be improved, but he says this complicated and convoluted issue didn't do it.
The voters took a look at the issue and decided it's not a better solution than the current plan. If we improve the system, we should at least improve the part of the system that everybody has a concern with.
Issue 2 was backed by Democrats and union groups. Spokesman Brian Rothenberg says the other side ran a deceptive campaign, but he says it wasn't a waste.
I think that we finally got politicians to say there's a problem with the system, and the day will come when people will have a voice in their government again.
Rothenberg says Issue 2 supporters will pressure lawmakers to change redistricting now and not wait till the next maps are drawn. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.
Gradual clearing today, the high 51. It's 43.